2 minutes past one. I'm here. Barry's here.
Hello.
Welsh Dave is here. Welsh Dave, what did you think of the show today?
It was good. Good pace. Nice bit of content. The guest attendance was a highlight for me.
Yeah, I guess the attendance was huge today.
It was controversial.
It was, wasn't it? Do you want to play guess the sportsman?
What? Oh, not again! No, you can't spring this on me.
Okay, well, I'll save it next week. So these are the best bits of our radio show. Yusuf on Facebook says solid 7 out of 10. Do you know what I thought? The way it went, you know, sort of.
Well, the thing is, there was stuff on it that was really good that I wasn't expecting to be particular. Andy Reid was brilliant.
Yeah, David Hamilton was really nostalgic
about Fulham. Yeah. Mm. Slightly worried about that one for reasons I mentioned earlier.
No. Fine. Ryan says I'm watching in the Arctic in Norway.
Oof.
That's what I love. I mean, you know, you sort of embrace social media.
I know the Arctic is quite a desolate place, but surely there's something better to do.
Surely there's a polar bear to watch rather than us on Facebook.
Is that where there is penguins or there isn't?
There aren't any penguins in the Arctic. Penguins are in the South Pole. If we were the two mics, we'd do 20 minutes on that.
But we're not, so we won't.
Right. Listen, here are the best bits of our show. Hope you enjoy them. We'll be back next week. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the world's biggest sports radio station. This is TalkSport. My name is Max Rushton. Alongside me, the Guardian journalist, Barry Glendenning. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Max.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Jolly good. Yeah. I was in bed at 9 p.m. last night, and I was hoping very much that you'd go out on a massive bender. So you'd be looking sorry for yourself, smelling of the booze. But sadly, you were in bed before me.
Yeah. Well, I did what you'd hoped I'd do sort of on Friday, got it out of the way early doors.
Okay, good for you.
And then I'd already arranged to meet someone yesterday afternoon, so I wasn't really in the humour for that. And so I just went home, had some dinner and was in bed ridiculously early.
Bricktop has sent us a tweet, which is with reference to what the stories we'd like from you today, which is about time wasting. I was playing a game yesterday. Well, I'm not playing because of money injury.
It's good that you still turn up to watch your charges.
Yeah, I mean, it's really... I mean, to watch football at that level and not be involved to add your own level of uselessness to it is very depressing.
Do you actually manage them from the sideline?
Yeah, and I try and do, you know, the piece with inches talks, but I'm not very good at being serious for any extended period of time.
And has the team noticeably improved in your absence?
No, it's got worse, you believe it or not. Anyway, we were 2-0 down at half-time against Winchmore Hill. It was totally undeserved. And at half-time, just after half-time, they started time. Their centre-back started taking the goal kicks and moving the ball from one side to the other and sort of like just placing the ball so carefully, like he'd never placed a football before, like he was placing a penalty in the World Cup final.
Yeah.
And it was just, I just thought, you know, we're paying to do this. This is a shameful...
How much is it to play?
£10.
£10 a game?
Yeah.
So everyone
sign
pays...
on is 120 quid.
And what? That goes towards pitch rental and referee
stuff.
Rental,
yeah,
is
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, time wasting from the second. I wanted your stories of time wasting, please. If you played on top of a mountain and booted it down. If, like Georgie's friend, you...
trained a dog burst footballs.
And just the earliest you've seen it. As this tweet that comes in and says, I can't remember, where did it go? Said Tom WBA says, Ben Foster from the first minute under Tony Pulis. But Bricktop says, you two jobbers time waste from 11 a.m. for 2 hours every Sunday. Thank you so much, Bricktop. We are also live on Facebook, facebook.com/AMaxRushton. Zoe says, bring back drunk Barry. He sounds far too happy this morning. Paul says hello on Facebook. Andrew says, can we talk about Joey Barton? We certainly will at some point in the next 2 hours in the FA Cup review. But look, let's crack on with the agenda, Barry. We won't time waste today. trying to streamline
the
show.
You just run into the corner of the studio and read the agenda. It'd kill an extra few seconds.
I sometimes do that, and you just wait for a fullback to come and absolutely clatter you. It's very satisfying. Right, so here's how the show works. There is a 10-point agenda. If we achieve everything on the agenda, well done us. If we don't, it doesn't matter, because nothing really matters. Point one, we review last week's show, new part. New section to the show. Point two, Max and Barry's FA Cup review is here. Point three, we'll find out what Alan McInally is wearing and get the odds for today's FA Cup games. We look ahead, point four, to the Fulham Spurs game with Fulham fan Diddy David Hamilton. Point five, we find out if Andy Reid has more tellies than David O'Leary. Kaz was saying that Andy Reid once lost 9 kilos in pre-season. And I'm 9 kilos overweight, so I will ask him what he did and see if I can do it in the next month. Point six.
Do you think he might object to us bringing up what is perhaps a sensitive issue?
Oh, I've sort of done it now, haven't I?
Well, he might not be listening.
Okay, that's true. Okay, we won't bring it up then. That's fine.
Well, you can if you want.
No, I don't have to.
I mean, I'd like to know how he came to have 9 kilos of excess weight in the first place, or did Steve Bruce just have one of his legs amputated?
Well, you know, it's people have different metabolisms, don't they?
Yeah.
So, you know, but if it's a sensitive issue, I don't want to, you know, I'm not here for confrontation. There are other shows on TalkSport that can do that. Point six, FA Cup guest, the attendance is here. The big question, has it lost its magic? Point seven, we raise our game for the Ben Shepherd 3 minutes. Point eight, we speak to a man who's just broken the record for attending a league game at every ground in the country, 189 days. Point nine, Carl Fogarty will chat to us about Blackburn Rovers. They play Manchester United. Commentary of that game on TalkSport, as well as commentary of Fulham versus Spurs here as well. The 10th point does not exist anymore, but I'm still not allowed to tell you about it. Do you think one day we should tell people what the 10th point is, Barry?
I can't even remember what the 10th... Oh, I can, yes. Sorry. I don't think anyone will care.
Okay, well, listen. I know I think some people do. I get some tweets in the week saying...
I'm just slightly concerned that you've made it so mysterious that finding out what it is would be a real anticlimax.
Yeah, but life is full of anticlimax. That's when... People talking about the magic of the FA Cup, and I was thinking about. I get increasingly frustrated year on year on year with people saying how the magic's gone. It's because the people who say it's gone are between 40 and 60 years old, right? So all of those people, when the FA Cup was magic, they were 10, all right? And when you're 10, life is just more magic. And what's happened to those 10-year-olds is they are now 30 or 40 years older. So the whole of their life is less magic than when they were 10.
What was the first big FA Cup upset to cross your radar?
Well, the first FA Cup game I remember is the 86 final.
Right.
I just remember that, and then I remember the 87
final.
Spurs-Coventry. No, 86 was Liverpool-Everton, I think.
Okay.
So therefore I remember it pretty
well. Oh, no, Spurs-Coventry was 87.
Yeah, and I remember the Spurs-Coventry vividly because my dad put me in a Spurs kit, and so I was very sad. And I just presumed Tottenham would win that, and they didn't, and it was a sad time for me. I suppose the first upset then, was that Sutton, maybe? Or maybe the Wrexham-Arsenal one?
Sutton and Wrexham-Arsenal are the first two that...
But the FA Cup is magic today if you're a Lincoln fan. If you're a Cambridge fan, it's not as magic because we weren't there. it was magic for those Oxford fans when they got it back to 2-2. That minute was just the most sensational moment for those fans. But for a Rotherham fan, it wasn't as magic because they weren't in that game. Anyway, listen, we know that this is a... this is a sort of sets the agenda, this show, for the week. A lot of fans really enjoy listening to it. A lot of people in football, proper football men, listen to this show.
Do they?
Yeah. And so,
who?
All of them. All the Premier League managers. A few from the Championship. A lot of players.
Don Hutchison
does. Darren Goff listens.
Right.
Jamie Redknapp thinks you're a comedian, so clearly doesn't listen that much. Anyway, what we've done is we've been sort of asking a few managers what they think of the show.
All right.
We can work on their feedback. So let's listen to the manager's thoughts of this show in general, and specifically last week. We'll hear in the next segment from Gianfranco Zola, Steve Bruce, Scott Parker and Slaven Bilic.
At the moment, very poor, so as simple as that. We've got to be honest.
Very, very difficult for everybody. It seems to have eroded.
I suppose over the years it has lost that that little bit of spark, really, and it's a real shame.
I don't understand it. It's too much. It's way too much. It shouldn't be like that. It was awful, awful.
OK, so work to do, Barry. you know. But we've got to take that feedback on board. Biggest waste of time ever. This is from Muzza the Gooner. Every time Arsenal kick off. I've got another tweet. I've lost it saying. Anytime Moussa Sissoko is on the pitch is essentially time-wasting. 8-10-89, please, for your time-wasting stories. We'll be back with an FA Cup review in just a second.
Max and Barry's Premier League review on TalkSport.
Wayne, a Manchester United fan from Ipswich, says David Moyes being appointed United manager is the biggest waste of time ever. Thanks, Wayne, for that. Right, FA Cup. Shall we start then? Burnley 0, Lincoln 1.
Yes.
Well done, Lincoln City. That is just a fantastic result. The first tweet I got actually was someone saying, I'm trying to watch Match of the Day and enjoy the cup upsets, but all I can do is think that John Hartson's not wearing any pants under those trousers.
I watched Match of the Day this morning, and I watched all John Hartson's analysis, and it never even crossed my mind that he wasn't wearing pants. No. I'd completely forgotten
watch
that.
Watch it again.
He goes commando.
Now, the first note that I made was that, you know, this is the same Burnley centre midfielder, Joey Barton and Ashley Westwood, that were playing and outplayed Chelsea last week.
This is searing proper analysis. The first note I made was that the Lincoln City goalkeeper looked like a wham bar with no wrapper on it.
Well, you can never get the whole wrapper off a wham bar.
That's true.
There's always a small amount of wham bar. And then the first note I made about Joey Barton was quite how much hair gel he must need to get the middle of the hair up. Because it does stay up quite well.
Do you reckon him and, say, George Boyd have a massive tub of hair gel?
That they share.
I don't. But George Boyd, has he given up wearing the headband? So how does he keep the hair out of his eyes?
It looks more to me that George Boyd just wets the hair. I don't know how much product is in Boyd's hair, but there's a lot in.
And do you think
Joey
Barton is trying to emulate? Obviously, Joey Barton was always going to be the talking point of this game, apart from Lincoln's magnificent win, of course, he said, backpedalling furiously. But, do you think Joey is trying to emulate George Boyd's lank look?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
But Joey, he tweeted after the game that he was not trying to get
Matt Reed,
that's the guy. Reed
with an
H.
Let's face it, absolutely love the fact that he is playing at that level of football.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's 32. He only became a professional when he was 28. And before that, he worked at a JCB factory, presumably just lifting front loaders with his bare hands and...
He's got a decent touch for a big man, hasn't he?
And he's 16 and a half stone.
He was winding Joey Barton up, and that's fine. That's part of football, and Joey was doing the same, and that happens. But there was a small... I don't know how close together the incidents were. The one when Joey did tread on his toes, lots of players have done that to lots of players. Shouldn't be singled out just because he's Joey Barton for doing that. He then did run into the guy's arm and go down like a sack of spuds.
Yeah.
And then say on Twitter, I wasn't trying to get him sent off. Because it looked to me like he was.
I think that's exactly what he was trying to do. But, you know,
and then
I've read Joey Barton's autobiography. His mind is a complex place.
Yeah.
So,
well, he's a very good footballer, as he showed against Chelsea, and he's a brilliant pundit, actually. I think if he goes into punditry, he will be one of the best, I think. And I love listening to talk about football. I sort of feel he should have just gone on Twitter and said, my bad, shouldn't have done that yesterday.
Yeah. Or said nothing.
But look, one just... Fan, just a great moment. The sickness. I'd love to know from Lincoln fans how sick they felt between the goal and then the 6 minutes of injury time, because that would have been the most painful. As a fan, when you're winning and you think, God, we've got to hold on, and we never really hold on to these things, would have been just unreal.
I was screaming for the ref to blow the whistle, and I couldn't point to Lincoln on a map, to be honest. So I don't even know where Lincoln is. So yeah, for them who have an investment. It must have been traumatic. I also thought their central defensive pairing is possibly one of the nicest named central defensive. Waterfall and Raggett.
Oh, that's nice.
I'd never heard
it
either of those
like
surnames
an
before.
Old artisan cheese, doesn't it? What is lost in most of the analysis was a brilliant drop of the shoulder and turn from Tom Heaton. In the 92nd minute when he was going toward his own goal, and then he just feigned and went, got out of the way of the defender. And well done to the manager, Danny Cowley, for many things, leading them to that victory and
looking like Glenn Roeder.
And that, and having a Turkish shave between full time and match of the day. Millwall Leicester, well done, Millwall. Chris on Twitter wrote some classic additional commentary here. You know, when the commentators just add a little bit of commentary that clearly wasn't happening in the game. The commentary was, something in the air says this won't finish 0-0. And a second later, there was a goal. I enjoyed the second yellow card for Cooper. The Millwall player got sent off as potentially the most blatant yellow card I've ever seen in a football match.
And his protestation of innocence was quite short-lived, but one of his teammates, I can't remember who it was, really seemed to believe that that wasn't a booking. And you knew it was coming because the match of the day, they showed his first booking for no particular reason. Yeah.
If you except, see the first booking,
yeah, you go on, you know, oh.
James says, it's a big day in the FA Vars. Can I have a shout-out for Bromsgrove Sporting, who play in the quarterfinal today? Smiley face, there you are. Mm-hmm. Of course you can. Sad for Okazaki because he's my... one of my favourite players in the Premier League and has the second best calves after Jerdan Shaqiri in football, but he should have scored.
I also reckon now, by my calculations, Millwall have beaten the same number of Premier League teams this season as Middlesbrough have.
Is that right?
As far as I know, yeah.
Well, we'll go on to Middlesbrough in a bit because we've both given Middlesbrough some stick for being so the most boring team in the Premier League. Leicester now go
and,
to...
Millwall are the better team because the teams they've beaten... they've beaten Watford, who are higher in the league than any team Middlesbrough have beaten.
Is that right? Mm. Okay. Leicester now go to Seville and then play Liverpool. That's a tricky set of games for them, but you never know. They could do something in Seville.
I have a
they
fair
won't.
Idea.
You do. How humiliated will the Millwall fan who was playing air guitar to status quo on the pitch be? Right, will he wake up this morning and be proud that that is now a GIF or a Vine or whatever, or will he be... feeling very sad about doing it, or just lost in the moment? Well, there's a man who thinks the FA Cup still has magic.
The FA Cup seems to bring out the worst in people. Like, there was the Alan Pardew dance when Crystal Palace scored in the final last season. He's managed to live that down, so I think the Millwall fan will be fine. It's nowhere near as embarrassing as Pardew's body popping.
Do you think Leicester may never win a football match ever again?
I think they may have to drop a division to win a football match ever again.
Middlesbrough 3, Oxford 2. So this was an interesting game that Middlesbrough were involved in. So actually, I reckon their fans must have quite enjoyed it. I've just written great penalty from Grant Ledbetter. Perfect pen. I've drawn the clapping hands emoji for Rudy Gested for that finish.
Yeah, it was a bit special, all right, as overhead kicks go.
And when Oxford scored that free kick, my first reaction was, that's where Brad Guzan is. I'd absolutely no idea. He had just evaporated from my memory for a bit, and now I know where he is.
He's at Borough. Mm. It was a lovely free kick as well, because Brad Guzan sort of offered him more than half the goal to aim at, but he had to get it up over the wall and down from right in the edge of the area, and he did it spectacularly and ended up making Brad Guzan look a bit silly.
I don't think fans of top four sides will appreciate what it feels like to be an Oxford fan for that moment when the second goal went in. I just don't think you can. I don't think you can explain the delirium that you would feel going to a Premier League side. If you are a football fan who has expectations, if you're an Arsenal fan, for example, I don't think you'll ever know that joy. I know it was short-lived. I just don't think you will. I think there's something glorious about supporting bad football teams in relative terms because of the joy it brings you for that. I know they lost and they'll be sick at the way the last goal went in, but that moment, the moment when the second goal went in, it's a glorious moment to be an Oxford United fan. Wolves 0, Chelsea 2.
I don't actually have any notes on that game.
Okay. I just think that the lad Saville, who hit the post, the Wolves player who was a Chelsea youth product, I think, will be lying in bed. Last night would have just been replaying that over and over.
Well,
and
curiously,
over again.
He did say after when he was being interviewed on Match of the Day that not only was it really disappointing that he smashed this fine shot off the post, but it was preying on his mind for a considerable amount of time afterwards. Mm. And being rubbish at sports, it never really occurred to me that, you know, missing a good chance might affect the rest of your game.
Oh, yeah, totally will. If you miss a penalty, you can't think about anything else. Huddersfield 0, City 0. I have no notes apart from the City kit in the sun just looked like Crystal Palace. So I think Huddersfield would have thought for most of that game they were paying Crystal Palace.
Well, I, interestingly, or coincidentally, not interestingly, said that Manchester City's players, again on the sweet confectionery theme, they were dressed like double-decker chocolate bars. That's what they look like.
Right, let's have a quick game of Culverhouse, Barry. You ready?
Yeah.
Because you had a terrible Culverhouse last week.
I had a mare.
All right, okay, here we go. Trevor Hebbard.
Richard Shaw.
Carl Schutt.
Kurt Nogan.
Mike Duxbury.
Vinny Samways.
Steve Sedgley.
Vince Overson.
John Pemberton.
Carlton Fairweather.
David Kerslake.
Craig Hignett.
Phil Stamp.
Jed Brannan.
Alan Kernahan.
Tommy Gaynor.
Terry Phelan.
Yusuf Chippo.
Mustafa Hadji.
Textbook. Steve Grizovic.
Might write to my ombudsman. Peter Fear.
In Culverhouse.
Oh, well done. I mean, out of nowhere.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM, The Warm-Up with Max Rushton on Talk Sport.
Good afternoon, you are listening to the world's biggest sports radio station. This is TalkSport. Max Rushton and Barry Glendening here until 1. In just a moment, we'll find out if Andy Reid is nice. After us, live commentary of Fulham versus Spurs in the FA Cup and Blackburn Rovers versus Manchester United as well. Some reaction to Culverhouse. Rob says, missed most of Culverhouse. Tuned in just as Glendening pulled out a Grizovic. Surely that's a straight red. Hashtag the new Barton.
That's harsh. I would say...
Tony says Max played like Joey Barton, trying to upset Barry's Matt Reed, but the big man came out on top again. Mark Skeen says Culverhouse was better than I was when I was marginally younger a few weeks ago. The magic has gone. James says, I can't spell Culverhouse. Perhaps it's harder than I thought. Mark, please, please tell me what the rules are. Guy says, if Sutton don't take inspiration from the use of Mustafa Hadji in today's Culverhouse, then the magic of the cup really has gone. Cockney says, it wasn't a classic by any means. Two tough clubs says, tense game. Joshua says, despite Barry sounding uncertain throughout, it would seem his Culverhouse blip is over. A Grizovic appeal withstanding. And this is
very...
isn't it? Jerry says, right, this is the last time I'm listening to this Culverhouse nonsense. Next time I'm switching over. Be warned, there'll be something far more interesting elsewhere. There you are. Thank you, Jerry.
I think talk is cheap. I think when push comes to the shove, he will want to listen.
Well, maybe he will. And Gregor says, on a different note, why is Jonas Olsen held up as the pinnacle of good-lookingness? He looks like Wolf from Gladiators. Well, That's for you to say. He is a Norse god. And on that subject, it means we can go to Footballers and Ice. Today's contestant is the former Forest and Irish left winger, Andy Reid. Andy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, lads. How are you doing?
Very well. Say hello to Barry. He's not as fat as he sounds.
Hi, Andy.
How are you doing, Barry? Okay, yeah?
Good. I love that Dublin accent, that lovely Irish lilt.
I have to keep that or else the family will give me loads of stick when I get home.
You know? I hear you, Andy. Yeah.
Do you go more Irish when you get home, the pair of you?
Yeah, I definitely do. Yeah, I've got four brothers, so when I get home, I'll come back over here and the missus can hardly understand me. Yeah. Which is probably a good thing, I suppose.
Well, I go home and I occasionally drop the odd Englishism in by accident and I get hammered for it. Absolutely hammered.
I know, yeah. When you pronounce my THs, I definitely get a bit of stick for that.
Now, Andy, are you going into this blind, this feature, or do you know what's about to happen?
Well, I got a rough guide of to what's about to happen, but it was pretty vague, to be honest with you.
Now, also, we've in Revolution of Footballers and Ice, we've taken out one question, but I just want to check before we start. Do you have a really interesting anecdote about recycling, or not? It doesn't matter if you don't.
No, not really.
Okay, that's absolutely.
I don't do it as good as I should.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. Well, that works then. Right, so Andy Reid, the feature is Footballers Are Nice. We've been doing it for 3.5 seasons now, trying to find nice footballers. They get a bad press, but I believe that deep down, there are good people. So, Andy Reid, we find out if you're nice by answering a very technical question. Are you nice?
I would say so, yes.
Okay. And do you do anything nice? Because, you know, we've had footballers on here. Asmir Begovic the other week has his own charity foundation. Johnny Jackson, under the pressure of live radio, said he'd start a charity foundation.
And then didn't.
But has said he might organise a pub quiz. Mickey Quinn just asked for money outright. Someone admitted
to himself or for somebody else.
For himself.
For himself. So where are you on that spectrum?
Charity starts at home, don't they? I have done some nice things. Yeah, I raised quite a few quid for a charity over in Ghana there a couple of years ago, and it went to help to build some toilets and bits and pieces for a village out there that were struggling to kind of get water and that. So that's my niceness. That was the good thing that I've done, and I like to keep in touch with the charity and see how they're getting on. So I suppose that's a nice thing.
Yeah,
that
is absolutely right. You've qualified.
He also pulls the guitar out from time to time.
Yeah.
Get an old sing-song going.
What are you currently playing at the moment, Andy? When you get your guitar out, what's your go-to song?
I'm trying to think. The last time I got a chance to play. I actually played a song called "The Ghost of Tom Jones" by Bruce Springsteen. Oh. That was the last song that I played. Oh, yeah, that was on Tuesday. Yeah,
Oh, good. Was it just to yourself, or was it to a crowd?
It was just to myself. I sometimes get in trouble when I play to a crowd, but I won't say too much about that.
Giovanni Trapattoni was a big fan of your guitar playing, wasn't he, Andy?
Well, if you could put it like that. People could put it a different way.
Right, look, you've qualified to answer these 15 unconnected questions now. I'll start Andy Reid. Andy Reid from Forest, Spurs, Charlton, Sunderland, Sheffield United, Blackpool, Forest again, 29 caps, Republic of Ireland. Question one, if Barry and I were to come around for dinner, Andy, what would you cook for us?
I would probably cook sausage and mash.
Oh, good stuff. Any gravy or is it just dry?
I'm dry, but I would make some gravy for you. You could have some gravy, but I'd have mine dry.
All right. If you were coming to our house for dinner, Andy, and we asked if there was anything in particular you didn't want to eat, what would you say?
I would say vegetables. I'd say you can eat anything but vegetables. I'm terrible with veg.
Oh dear.
Like no veg? Do you have any
veg?
What do you do about your five a day?
Five a day. I try to eat as much fruit as I can to try and kind of catch up on that side of healthiness. But I'm really terrible with veg. I've tried juicing and everything to try and keep myself as healthy as possible.
Nah, I wouldn't bother. Andy, do you do your own laundry?
No, I don't. I don't really know how to use the washing machine, to be honest with you. The missus is good at that. So
I mean, just to be clear, if you were faced with some dirty clothes and a washing machine, would you know where to start?
No, but what I would do is if I shrunk them, I would take them, or if I kept them the same size, I put on a bit of weight, I would just say it was because I shrunk them, you know, and just use that as an excuse.
That's good.
Andy Reid, when did you last take public transport, like a bus or a train?
I took a train down to London last Friday.
Okay. Do you own a onesie? And if so, do you wear it?
I do own a onesie. It was given to me as a Christmas present, yes, but I don't wear it now.
Okay. Does it have novelty ears
or a tail?
Yeah, it's a monkey all in one.
Oh, Andy, would you put it on and send us a photo just like before one o'clock?
No.
How much would we have to pay you for you to send us a picture?
How much did Mickey Gray get?
How much did Mickey get?
Mickey Quinn. We didn't give him anything.
No, Mickey Quinn, we gave Mickey Gray like three free sessions at a solarium, and that was enough. that was enough for him. Look, one day we'll come round and film you dressed as a monkey putting on your washing machine. It'll be a great moment. Barry, your question.
Andy, what's your favourite insect?
My favourite insect? They're all pretty. I would say butterfly maybe.
Yeah, no, okay. Butterfly's quite popular. Emmanuel Frimpong said antelope, so you know a butterfly's a better answer than that. It was a great time to be alive when he said that.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Andy, what's your favourite cheese?
Camembert.
Oh, nice.
Andy, you're on death row. 1 hour to go. Sorry about that. Probably a crime you didn't commit. Which TV show would you settle down to watch?
Which TV show? Probably Californication.
Mm-hmm. I don't know it.
I don't know if you've seen that.
It's the guy from the X-Files, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, Mulder.
Yeah, no, but he's it's brilliant. You wouldn't expect him to be as cool as he is after you watch the X-Files. So you should watch it. It's really good.
Oh, I will do. Andy, how many toilets do you have?
Three,
okay. Sort of, you know, you're flirting with relegation there. Mark Schwarzer has 9, just so you know.
Yeah, but I'm not posh, am I? I'm just from Crumlin in Dublin. So.
Man of the people. If you could only eat one fruit for the rest of time, and you've already said you're a fruit fan, Andy, which one would it be?
It would probably be a pear. I like pears.
Right. But you've got to get them at the right time. 1 minute they're hard and 1 minute they're slush. And you've just got that 10 seconds to get the pair at exactly the right time. Andy, do you have more televisions than David O'Leary? He once boasted to Tony Cascarino that he had 11.
I don't have 11. I'm just trying to count how many I've got now. I have 6.
6, okay. Twice as many tellies as toilets.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What kind of pant do you prefer, Andy? Boxers, jockeys, tight, loose? Perry Groves and John Hartson have both admitted to always being commando, which is something you'll never forget whenever you see them.
Yeah, this is kind of sticks in the mind. I like boxers. I like boxer shorts. Reasonably tight, but not cutting off the circulation.
Good detail, Andy. Are you better looking than West Brom's Jonas Olsen?
I would say. I don't think he's the best looking guy. I don't think he's ugly, but I don't think he's the best looking guy in the world. And I don't think the hair does much for him, does it?
Oh no, I think it's every. I think he's like Samson. I think that's it. Without the hair, I think he's nothing.
Probably the hair band that he wears, and that's probably the bad part of it.
Okay, that's true.
Andy, do you smell nicer than Michael Carrick? Cambridge United player has said in the past he's the nicest smelling footballer he's ever marked.
Probably not. He is a pretty nice smelling guy. I played him at Tottenham, and he smells pretty good. Yeah, so he does. I wouldn't say I smell better than him now. So I have to go now on that.
That's the first real insight we've had into. That's the first sort of confirmation we've had of the smell of Carrick. Finally, Andy Reid, before you're allowed to leave us, are you nicer than Linvoi Primus?
Based on what? Well, you've got to give me a little bit more than that to work with, surely.
Well, he's got an MBE for being nice. He's not only the nicest footballer alive, he's probably the nicest human alive. So, like, you can back yourself.
There seems to be an anti-Primus bias from Irish footballers because Noel Hunt had never heard of him.
Mm, that's true. But Noel Hunt also thought the team coach was public transport, yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, well, that would surprise me. I would have to go, even though I've built a few toilet bowl in Ghana, I would have to go, no, I'm not as nice as Limboy Primus. I don't know, is there an equivalent of an MBE for in Ireland?
I don't think your mates in Crumlin would be too happy if you took one of those.
No, we didn't get many of them growing up.
But you're really milking those toilets in Ghana, I'll give you that.
Listen, you asked me if I was going to be the best, I don't think you'd be getting the same answers from all you know.
A couple of wooden latrines in Africa. And you think you're the bee's knees.
Hey, listen, Andy, thanks for your time. I'm sorry Barry was just so rude. You know, it's just, it took on two... It became two Irishmen in a pub there shouting each other, didn't it? Thank you for your time. Appreciate it greatly. You are nice. Well done for building those toilets in Ghana. Maybe what we'll do is we'll get you in your monkey onesie. We'll start at the washing machine. We'll fly out to Ghana, do a bit more charity work. I'm up for that if you are. There it is. Andy Reid, 6 televisions, 3 toilets. Very nice, man. We'll be back with an FA Cup version of Guess the Attendance. Has it lost its magic? Will the sides be playing full strength teams? We'll find out in a couple of minutes. You've done too much, much too young. Now you're married with a kid when you could be having fun with me. Oh, no, not you in a more big thing. And now tomorrow morning from 6, I'm back in this seat on breakfast duty alongside Ray Parler. We'll be speaking to Ian Holloway, Paul Konchesky, Brad Friedel, amongst others, ahead of their huge FA Cup tie against Arsenal tomorrow evening. We've got Sutton United's chairman, Bruce Elliott, on the show as well. So listen to that. Please, right now it's time for FA Cup Guess the Attendance. Barry Glendening versus top journalist from The Guardian, Barry Glendening, versus top comedian, Justin Morehouse. They're both here. Barry, you're here.
I am here, yes.
Justin, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, boys. How are we? Yeah. I feel like we're in strange times, don't you?
Well, I mean, a lot of people have been saying this week about whether the magic of Guess the Attendance is gone, you know, and you know, certainly as a fan, I just hope that both sides.
Can I just say, that is absolute rubbish. That is a myth. It's been put out. Guess the Attendance is running like a well-oiled machine. Yeah. Okay, we've got a lot of them. I inherited a mess before I came in here. You know. Well, I love Joey Barton's yesterday. Joey Barton embracing the post-truth generation. I wasn't trying to get the big man sent off. What were you doing then? Were you doing the limbo? What were you doing?
Maybe Scott's got a very sensitive forehead. That's possible, isn't it?
Well, if he's got a sensitive forehead, why is he going running it into centre forward like a tank's forearm?
I love Matt Reed. That centre forward, he's so good. Look. I'd love to talk about those games, but you know, it's serious. It's Guess the Attendance. There have been rumours that, you know, obviously both of these sides, both you and Barry, you know.
Well, I'd just like to say I have a very important Guardian podcast to record tomorrow, mm-hmm. and has to take priority over Guess the Attendance.
So you're suggesting you're going to field a weakened team?
I am fielding a weakened. Well, it may not be weakened. It's a reserve side.
Okay.
Do you know what? I mean, I'm taking Guess the Attendance seriously, but we have got other priorities. You know, I've got to walk the dog on Tuesday.
Okay. So what are you saying, Justin?
I'm fixture congestion. You know, I mean, the dog walking is, you know, genuine. You know, should be on a Wednesday. TV demands it's Tuesday, so what can I do? My hands are tied. My board would go mad if I didn't concentrate on the dog walk.
If you got injured during this one, if you were to pull a muscle during this Guess the Attendance. So, Barry, you're not going to play then?
No, I've signed an emergency loan.
Yeah.
And my mate Gavin's 15-year-old son, Joe, has very kindly come in to play Guess the Attendance on my behalf to keep me fresh for Football Weekly tomorrow.
Put Joe in that seat then, if you could swap seats. Justin, are you playing a full-strength team? Because, or are you going to play a you know, a lesser member of your squad?
Well, you say it's a lesser member, but I'm saying it's giving somebody an opportunity.
OK.
How are we going to blood them? I'm playing Little Miss Morehouse.
OK.
Is my 11-year-old daughter.
OK, what's her name?
Little Miss Morehouse, as I said it. You know me, Max?
Little Miss Morehouse.
Yeah.
Okay.
She has a level of anonymity because she's 11 and she's a girl and she's the most embarrassed she'll ever be.
Well, Justin, I'm...
on the radio.
I'm already saying my boy Joe Barrett can't win here because if he wins, he's bullying an 11-year-old girl. And if he loses, he's lost to a girl.
He's also not your boy as well. Can you remember that, Barry?
No member of my family would agree to do this.
Okay, so look...
Your mum was supposed to play. Your own mum turned you down, mate.
Yes!
But it is a sign of the depth of the Glendenning squad that he has a 15-year-old here. Joe, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Have you ever been on the radio before?
Nope.
Okay, what do you think of Donald Trump's latest executive order? no, that's okay, that's fine. Who do you support?
Maguna.
You're an Arsenal fan, you're 15.
Yep.
Have you ever seen them win the league?
I can't remember them winning the league.
That's amazing, isn't it?
But...
You can't. Okay, so you are representing the Glendenning squad. Is Little Miss Morehouse there?
She is, but I mean, if he's 15, I'm 26. How old is she?
Okay.
He's 15.
Okay, let's get on with it. Little Miss Morehouse, could you put Little Miss Morehouse on?
Hello.
Hi, Little Miss Morehouse, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Are you looking forward to this?
Yeah.
Okay, are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, now, every point you get a pound, okay? From your dad.
From your dad,
okay. Joe, how do you know Barry?
I go to his local pub.
Okay,
my dad does.
That's good. Before he just said pub, that's it. He's 15. Barry, it's good to see you're teaching your squad all the things you want them to.
I hasten to add he only drinks soft drinks.
Okay, so do you understand the rules, Little Miss Morehouse?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to start. This is an FA Cup special. So we're going to start in the Championship. Barnsley 0, Brighton 2. How many people do you think were there, Little Miss Morehouse?
9,550.
9,550.
Joe?
Let's round number 11,000.
11,000. The correct answer is 12,743. Joe, you're bullying an 11-year-old girl, just so you know. Okay, you're 1-0 down, Little Miss Morehouse, but it's okay. You can still get a pound. Let's go into League 2. Accrington Stanley 2, Colchester United 1. Richard Clark reffed it. Joe, in the Glendenning squad?
I'd probably go about... It's League 2, so I'll go about 10,000.
10,000. Little Miss Morehouse?
Probably around 10,900.
Okay, the correct answer is 1,310. That's 2-0 to Joe. You've got to up your game here, Little Miss Morehouse, but it'll be okay. Okay, let's go into the FA Cup. It is an FA Cup special. Millwall 1, Leicester 0. Little Miss Morehouse, your turn to go first.
What was it again, sorry?
It was Millwall versus Leicester. Last minute winner for Millwall.
Probably around 15,000. Yeah, 15,000.
Okay, good. Joe?
I think I actually know this.
Hang on a second. Bringing it into disrepute, but carry on, Joe.
I can't remember if it was this one or another game, but I think it was 18,012.
You actually been doing research? This is outrageous. It's the correct answer. And we thought the magic was done.
The exact correct answer.
It's like you've got two left here, Little Miss Morehouse, so you can still get a pound, but you can't win the game. Are you still having a nice time?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Okay, Little Miss Morehouse. Into the Scottish Premiership. I know it's your favourite league. Hearts 1, Inverness, Caledonian, Thistle 1. How many were there?
$10,585.
Okay, Joe?
Just going to go 11,000.
It was 16,372. You're 4-0 up.
I'm actually starting to feel bad now.
It's okay, Little Miss Morehouse. One chance left. I believe in you. We'll go back to the FA Cup. Wolves 0, Chelsea 2. Little Miss Morehouse, how many were there?
Was it 18,000? 956.
Your guess, please, Joe.
I'm probably, just to show that I'm not completely a bully, I'm going to go 9,000.
Well, I think that's worse, Joe, if you're playing that sort of game. The correct answer is 30,193. You've won a pound, Little Miss Morehouse.
Thank you.
Have you had a nice day?
Yeah.
Could you put your dad on, please?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I'm proud of my boy.
Yeah. Justin?
Hello.
Justin, hello.
Hello.
I'd like to... do you want to talk directly to Joe?
I've not heard what's happened.
Joe won 4-1 and he got the Millwall attendance absolutely spot on.
Yeah.
I can confirm he is not cheating, but he did know it. I don't know if that counts as cheating.
I knew it. So he was aware of the attendance yesterday.
No, he happened to know.
Oh, he threw himself away from it.
What?
Well, exactly right. He's gone. We may never hear from Justin Morehouse again. Joe, you have shamed an 11-year-old girl. You have brought Guess the Attendance into disrepute. Yeah. Get out of this studio.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM, The Warm-Up with Max Rushton on Talk Sport.
They were the best bits of our show. oh, dear. They were the best bits of our show. Have a wonderful week. I'm on breakfast Monday and Tuesday, so, you know, if you can't get enough of me, then listen to that. Barry, will you be listening?
No. Oh, actually, I'll probably get 15 minutes tomorrow when my alarm goes off.
Okay.
It'll be the first 15 minutes. So you can, instead of the Ben Shepherd 3 minutes, you can have a Barry Glendening 15
what,
minutes.
Six to quarter past?
6 to probably 4:15. Then I'll jump in the shower, make coffee, and then I'll get another 10 minutes. Okay. So probably 6 to 4:15 and say 6:25 to 6:25 to 7, I'll be listening.
Do you want a shout out?
No, not really. I don't demand attention.
Okay. No. Who would do that?